myself and most of the Taglians to a deep-sea vessel wearing flags and pennons entirely unknown to me. Off on the sodden shore, flocks of Muangbao children and a handful of lazy adults watched, as though this business of outsiders was the greatest entertainment they'd encountered in years. Despite my familiarity with the tribe, they all looked inscrutably alien in their native context, more so than they had in Dejigore, where we all had been out of place. For no reason clear to me, I had never visited Sara's world. I just welcomed her into mine and savored the miracle. Goblin's behavior was less interesting than his whereabouts, which I'd now established. So, why not see what life was like for the Nguyenbao? Uncle Doge insisted that the Delta was paradise. Possibly. If you were of the Mosquito Clan. I swear. The fact that I was a disembodied point of view was all that kept me from being devoured. Goblin was candy ass enough to protect himself and his crew with potent spells, augmented by bad smells, but the Nguyenbao had to deal with blood-sucking buzzards able to carry off small children. I reminded myself that I had seen all the bugs I wanted coming south through One-Eye's home jungle, and it was likely that Sari's people could manage excellently without the presence of Sari's husband. I drifted through the area, curious about how she had lived before we met. Hamlet, rice paddies, water buffalo, fishing boats, the same yesterday, last year, last century, and tomorrow. Everyone I saw looked like someone I might have met in Dejigore or among the Nguyenbao serving with the company now. What? I was sweeping along like a darting swallow. I glimpsed a face looking up in a hamlet miles back from the river where Goblin and his crew were sweating their guts out. My heart flipped. For the first time out there with smoke, I enjoyed a really strong emotion. If I had been in my body, I would have wept crocodile tears. Man-eating crocs adorned the Delta, too. I whipped back, around, hunting that face so much like Sara's that it could have belonged to her twin. Down there somewhere, near that old temple. No. I guess not. Wishful thinking, Mergen. Plain wishful thinking. Probably just another Nguyenbao girl, newly a woman. Endowed with that incredible beauty they have for 4 or 5 years, between childhood and the steep slope into despair. I pressed in once more, wanting desperately to find even the simulacrum of Sara. And of course I found nothing. The pain became so great, I withdrew from that region entirely, and went looking for a place in time where the gods held me in higher favor. Chapter 97.